Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting from New Zealand, the fabulous, the fluoridated, the allegedly least corrupt country in the world, the allegedly irradiated, because we stopped testing the water for it. And my very special guest here today is a hemp farmer, as far as I know. His name's Graydon Parker. Graydon, welcome to the program.
G'day, man. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do, how you got into it?
I'm not actually a hemp farmer, although you could say back in the day I have been, but I started getting into hemp when I just kind of realized how many different products and different things that it can be used for.
Well, could you elaborate further? I mean, how did you find out? Was it like me when you're like, I was just selling a bit of weed and then the law came down on me like a ton of bricks and I thought, well, that's not very, very nice at all. I want to protest the stupid law because the law did a hell of a lot more damage than the bloody cannabis ever did to me or anybody else.
Yeah, totally, man. I think cannabis was kind of a way that my mind opened up to the rest of the world and what was actually going on. But... yeah, I guess getting into cannabis first led me on to getting into hemp, but I saw that there wasn't much of a voice for hemp in New Zealand, and being trained as a graphic designer and running a couple of Facebook pages, one of them called Education Not Medication, I just started kind of making infographics about hemp and about cannabis and what all the good that it can be used for, and just kind of tried to spread that as far as I could. I did a hemp awareness week on one of the pages, which was, I just gave away a whole lot of hemp products from all over New Zealand just to try and grow the awareness of different things that hemp could be used for, like t-shirts and these pretty badass jackets, skin products, hemp protein, which is like it contains the optimum ratio of omega 3, 6, and 9 essential fatty oils, which you need in your body to have healthy joints, healthy skin, healthy brain, all that kind of thing. With a few mates, I run a smoothie stand down in at the markets down in Auckland City every weekend, and we try and just sneakily put a bit of hemp oil in people's smoothies and just get them extra healthy. You know what I mean?
Oh, we're not talking about the high potency Rick Simpson hemp oil, are we?
No. We save that for just the guys on the stand. But everyone else, they just get a good hit of healthy omega 3, 6, and 9 hemp oil with 0.03% THC.
Well, apparently in ancient cultures, when they killed animals and whatnot, they didn't actually eat the meat off the bone like we do today, you know, like all that red meat. They actually just went after the fat specifically, even in Aboriginal cultures. And I think it's because the brain is really the only thing you really need to keep going with your diet. If your brain's healthy, everything else is healthy. And apparently hemp seed's got everything you need, right? Yeah. And there was even a case in Australia where a town survived a drought because they were only had hemp seed.
Yeah. Well,
how long has it been around? You know, 10,000 years, something of that nature.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised how many things have been around for 10,000 years that we currently got used for.
Sure. I don't know, man.
I mean, Latin, dead language. Pyramids, you know. I was like, oh, great, bro. There's a giant pointy rock there. How useful.
Yeah, man. Yeah, hemp's definitely been around for a lot longer than anything else in the world.
And it's probably thousands of times more useful.
Yeah, definitely, man.
As well as being around thousands of times as long.
Yeah, and growing thousands of times faster than anything else.
And it's opposed by people who are thousands of times stupider than the average person.
Yeah.
You know, this is the fractal universe at work here.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I'm convinced of it. It's one thing leading to another, leading to another. I wonder what the end game is here, you know?
Yeah. Did you see they took, in the health stores around New Zealand, they took hemp off the shelves recently?
Those richest wine swanglers.
Yeah, man. Because they took, like, there's so many, like, dairy, people raising their kids dairy-free because they have some kind of intolerance or something like that. And they found that hemp milk, which is just pressed hemp seeds blended up with a bit of water, is one of the best kinds of milk that they can feed their babies because of all the good fats and all the just awesome stuff that's inside of it. But
there was a case in Taranaki, I believe, in New Plymouth, where a woman actually went to jail because she had THC tested positive in her breast milk, and it turns out later on that they scientifically discovered that breast milk naturally has THC in it, so if she pled not guilty by reason of just having boobs, she would have been sweet.
Yeah, bro, that's ridiculous. And then you see that this human brain has the THC receptors built into it. It's just, this plant is probably meant to be intertwined in our evolution, right?
Well, it actually is. And I was talking to Dr. Bob Malamede towards the universities in the United States. And he's been, you know, curing people with, say, like massive lesions coming out of their head like this. Like, could you imagine, bro, a growth the size of a softball coming out of your head, half of it inside your brain and skull, and the other half of it protruding on the outside with massive amounts of blood, red, gooey pus and stuff all over it, right?
Yeah, that sounds great.
You see the pictures, man. I mean, I only... The image in your mind right now is bad enough. You don't want to see these pictures, bro. But what you do want to see is what happens about 6 weeks after they started applying high-potency THC hemp oil to the area.
Yeah.
And the end result, baby fresh skin on this guy's head with maybe a couple little pock marks.
Wow.
You know, we're talking miracle, cure, panacea, whatever the frack you want to call it. You know, and they go to things like the Cancer Society and they say, "Bray, look at this. We could cure cancer and tumors and God knows how many other diseases and stuff like that." Boom! Like that for like $20. And they say, "Nah, we're not interested in the cure for cancer." And you go, "Well, why not, bro?" And they say, "Well, dude, okay, we get millions of dollars every year donated to do cancer research. If we actually accomplish something with that money and research something that actually cured cancer that was affordable, where would we get our money for the research? We'd go out of business if we actually accomplished what we said we wanted to do."
Yeah, man.
So bugger off. And we're going to call the cops on you as well because you're illegally giving people medicine.
It's ridiculous, eh?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah. This cancer just makes too much money for there ever to be a cure, I think.
Well, there's a whole industry by what was it, like $50,000 a round of chemo?
Yeah, man. And then the chemo's not even guaranteed to work. All it does is just kill every single cell in your body and then hope that you'll get through that.
Yeah. It's like a Sesame Street solution, you know, tickle me chemo. Those toxins tickle.
Yeah.
I mean, what do they teach you as a kid? Don't go no sharp objects, radiation or poison. And what do they treat you with? You got cancer. Well, we're either going to cut you open, irradiate you, or poison you. Oh, that sounds real bright, bro.
Yeah.
It's sorted. By chance, did you MDs learn anything called nutrition? In the prevention of illness and disease, you know?
Man, we with the smoothie stand, we went into Middlemore the other day and made smoothies for all the chemo patients. just to try and like open their minds up and let them see that you can kind of cure your body without all this toxic medication and all this radiation. And even the doctors were like, wow, they just kind of never even experienced a smoothie or a wheatgrass shot, you know? They just don't even get taught about nutrition in their degree. It's ridiculous.
Well, if they do, mostly they don't. I've interviewed quite a few doctors on this, actually. And if they do, what we can actually see happening is they don't get taught nutrition for very long. All right, we're talking like seconds. You know, I mean, people do degrees in nutrition that takes like 3-4 years or something of that nature in order to become a doctorate in nutrition, and in order to become an MD, which is total 7 years, they give you a week to a month of it. You know, and they all take the Hippocratic Oath. What's the Hippocratic Oath? You know, first do no harm and whatnot. Hippocrates also had another famous quote: let food be thy medicine, and let medicine be thy food. So naturally, they don't teach them that saying.
Yeah, you got it, man.
I mean, look, where are all the sick people going to go if they're not sick? The answer is they won't go to the pharmaceutical companies who keep promising a pill for every ill, because you're not ill at all. Because you got hemp in your backyard, and you can just smooth it up.
Yeah, man.
Slap that puppy down. I was just going to say, Graydon, just recounting these things that you're doing here, you know, you seem like some kind of these, like, quintessential New Zealand hero kind of figures here. Like, in terms of the actual caring you're doing for the community and the actual hands-on approach of going out there and actually really giving it to the people who need it most, like in the chemo wards, for example. Right on, son.
Cheers, man. Yeah, you're making me blush.
Well, the thing is, everybody, who was it? I think it might have been Robin Williams or George Carlin or one of the great comedians. He says, in life you've got to do what you love, but you're also got to be recognised for doing it, and only so doing can you be fulfilled by it.
Yeah.
And I think that's about the size of it, isn't it? Because let's face facts here. People are underappreciated for the good they do, and what I see is a disparity between what I see on the news and what I hear on the show. What I hear on the show is good people doing good stuff and getting complimented when they need to be. And what I see on the media is bad people doing bad stuff and continuing to get complimented for doing so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all twisted, man.
Yeah. It's just a topsy-turvy world. Incidentally, if you look at the structure of the hemp plant, leaves up the top, a head and roots. And then you have a look at the human body and you think about it. The root's not actually our feet or our arms and legs, the branches. And it's actually the brain which is the root structure, isn't it? We're like an upside down plant, an inverted version of it.
Ah, yeah.
Now, if this is the case, right, as I was referring to Bob Melamed earlier. He says that cannabinoids, specifically cannabinoids from within, active ingredient THC and all of these other things in the hemp products, are literally the building blocks of all the functions of our body. I mean, literally, the structure of your eyes, your DNA and everything of that nature, it's actually all made up and blueprinted by the substance which your body creates naturally in certain forms, hence the cannabis and the breast milk, right? So it's almost like cannabis should be sort of a, and hemp, of course, cousins, etc., should all be almost mandatorily ingested or used for products and things of that nature, because ultimately the alternative to using this substance often and regularly and pervasively in our culture to replace a lot of the damaging products and foods that we're often being having shoveled down us. We're talking about preventing an epidemic here with this kind of approach, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, even with the way that hemp grows, the way that it I think they call it phytoremediation, how it, the roots kind of give back to the soil, restore the nutrients into the soil, which in New Zealand is like highly depleted. And it even extracts radiation from soil. So there, I think there was a guy, Masaru Emoto from Japan. He's the guy who did the study on water and intention, how you could change the structure of water by the intention that you put towards it.
It actually doesn't just work with water. It seems to work with most things, even inanimate objects, food products, and things of that nature. A lot of people have been doing testing, even with rice jars. One that says, "I love you."
I think that's the same dude.
Well, there's a number of different people who are actually adopting the principles that this original Japanese scientist did nowadays. He became famous because of this film, What the Bleep Do We Know? Have you seen that one about quantum physics?
Yeah.
Well, I actually got the pleasure to meet Amit Goswami from that film as well. And I'd become a cannabis activist after getting busted for cannabis. And often involvement with the cannabis community will actually increase your knowledge about it, because everybody, when they get stoned, talks about other times that they got stoned.
Yeah.
and often the times when they got stoned is when they learned all these really interesting lessons, and they tell people things, and the talking, the communication goes up. And I found knowledge bases increase significantly faster than alcoholic conversations where you repeat the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Mm. It's quite interesting that. I wonder why we should get rid of this terrible, terrible plant, you know? People thinking, talking, giving a frack about each other. Dude, this is just not on. This is dangerous stuff. All right.
Yeah.
This is three strikes in a life in prison, life in private prison specifically.
Is that the charges that you can get?
Oh, no. Hopefully, you know. It'll be great, you know. We can load up the corporate private prisons with a whole bunch of non-violent offenders who'll be really afraid of anybody beating the crap out of them, especially the guards. And so we'll pay them 20 cents an hour, bro, to do menial tasks, and then boom, now we can compete with China.
Yeah,
it's a perfect game.
Yeah.
Hey, and best part of all, how are we going to cope with all these extra prisoners that we're going to put away for extra long periods of time? Shipping containers from the arena. Oh, Justice Collins. Oh, Crusher. You kill me. I'm sorry. I'm taking this in a really, really bad direction. Perhaps we could change it just a little and get back onto the serious stuff. Graydon, do you have a website where people can go to? Do you have Facebook pages, things that actually need to be promoted?
Yes, probably at the top of the list of all of these pages would be Organic Mechanic, and that's the organic superfood smoothies that we make every weekend at Parnell French Markets in Auckland. So the focus there, and our tagline is food is medicine. So we're just trying to educate people and help people to remember the idea that what you eat can and will influence your health and how long your body lasts while you're here on this planet. There's also, what's that, Sarah?
I was just going to say, yeah, you're absolutely right. When it comes to your health, you know, follow Hippocrates, not hypocrites.
Yeah, you got it, bro. There's another page, Wake Up NZ, which I like semi-admin with a couple of my mates from all over the country. But we try and post alternative media just when it comes up, and anything kind of anti-John Key that we think's pretty funny, just check it up on there. There's also another page, Education Not Medication, which kind of, that started it all for me. That was my first page, and then everything else has kind of come off from there. And then my latest creation is the Hemp for Victory page, which I'll just be pumping out hemp infographics in my style and just kind of keeping it more of like an exhibition rather than just a page that's just posting heaps of shit. It's just a beautifully represented voice for hemp, I guess.
Well, the plant can't speak for itself. You know, they're quiet like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know that guy Bashar?
Bashar? Didn't he used to like rule over Iran or something? Oh no, that was the Shah.
I think he channels this entity called Bashar, but he has an interesting video on how marijuana can exist next to us, and he says that when you get to a certain level with cannabis, there's no need to kind of smoke it anymore. You can just kind of be around it, and you can communicate in a totally new way that you can't even comprehend, like talking to a plant.
Well, that it's funny you should mention that, because when I was at Waiheke High School, see, this is our old bad story starter. I had a couple of friends who were locals. See, it gets worse.
Yeah.
And they were walking home one day really, really stoned. And one of my mates, Brazy, turns to him and he goes, "Hey, man, sorry, these plants were having a conversation. The fern over there, he was complaining about how the tea tree was blocking his shade. And the tea tree said he was sorry, man, but, you know, it's not as though I could just leave."
That's gold, man.
You know, a little bit of nonsense now and then amuses even the wisest. Sorry. Wisest men.
Yeah.
And a little bit of that. Because I think when you try to, I don't know, think very deeply about the cannabis issue, just say the New Zealand example, highest arrest record in the world.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about traumatizing people. So in overwhelmingly under 25s, I even asked a cop once, what does he look for when he looks for cannabis users? He says groups of males under 25. You know, yeah, batting an eyelash. I was just thinking, you know, what's the most likely group of people who don't know their rights and know how to defend themselves against a bunch of ruthless criminal sociopaths wearing blue uniforms with Masonic checkers on them? Under 25s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about that. How many damaged people are actually wandering around now who've actually gone through that kind of thing? Because getting busted's traumatic. Very, very, very traumatic. Probably the worst stuff that you'll ever go through in your life, ladies and gentlemen. Pray it doesn't happen to you. But also at the same time, those who don't break under it sometimes rise anew. And they change their life and things like that. Sometimes it can be a good thing. A little pain never killed anybody.
Makes you stronger, right?
Allegedly. Either that or it gives you post-traumatic stress syndrome, and so anybody could just say a key word or trigger a key memory or something like that and completely disarm you and not have the ability to function properly in life.
Oh, man. Bro, that's when you got to come down to the smoothie stand and get yourself some kombucha, which is have you heard about kombucha?
Is that a place where you get your deli meats?
it's an ancient Chinese remedy, but it's a fermented tea. And because it's fermented, it grows the beneficial probiotic bacteria, which is just really helpful for your gut. And your gut is the place where 90% of your serotonin, which is like the happiness chemical, right, is stored and created in your gut. So the food that you eat can definitely affect your happiness and your mood. So this kombucha, we call it the happy juice. You just have a shot of that, man, and you'll just be bouncing away. Your PTSD is long gone after those, my friend.
All right. Well, maybe I'll take a shot of it and then go get myself forcibly arrested by a thug cop, and we'll trial it and see if I handle it better.
Yeah.
You know, on the field training, it's time for the test, son.
Yeah.
It could be worse, you know. I could be locked up in prison for an actual criminal offence or something like that. You know, I'm just going to steal his hat, you know, and get him to chase me around and go, whoop, 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 you know, just annoy him a little bit, you know. But you know, there won't be any. I'll be charged with assaulting an officer, but there won't actually be any assault. But hey, and by the way, did you know, incidentally, if you assault somebody who is a police officer, even if they're not on duty now, it still counts as assaulting a police officer.
Oh, man.
So somebody out of uniform could just come up and start a fight with you, and if you fight back, you get done for assaulting an officer. Oh, crusher Collins. You do me hard. All right. We've come to the end of another exciting, fantastic show. I'm actually quite honoured and pleasured, and various other nice heterosexual adjectives there to meet you, Graydon Parker. It's been fantastic.
As am I, Vinny.
And just before we go, if you would rattle off and remind people about some of your websites and services and whatnot before we go.
So there's Organic Mechanic on Facebook, and you can find that on Instagram as The Organic MC. My personal Instagram is ednotmed. And then, yeah, just keep a lookout for Hemp for Victory on Facebook, because I'm just going to be pumping that full of visual hempy goodness.
As you do. And thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Bear in mind, this is a listener-supported broadcast primarily. So if you go to the website, thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, it's Vinny with a Y because it's the most important question. Eastwood doesn't go ahead and make my news. Or there's other ways to contribute. For example, if you have a radio station of some description, whether it's online, AM, FM, or whatever, we've got copyright, audio-free, music-free, etc., versions of the show that you can download and play on your own networks at no charge. And also, if you have businesses, products, services you want to promote or something like that, and you want to help out the show, we'll give you a banner on there. You chuck us a bit of coin or some products or something like that. No worries, mate. We'll sort something out. It's more or less just a business person's way of donating. They always want something back. A generous listener's way of donating is they actually just donate and enjoy listening to the content and that kind of thing. At least this is sort of a phenomenon I've noticed. So, TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.